are a professional or someone seeking to understand children who experience traumatic grief, this podcast is just for you. Imagine a 7-year-old boy witnessing the tragic and untimely death of his mother. He sits helplessly in the back seat of their family car as a vehicle crashes into them. Now imagine that same boy not being able to get this image out of his head. When he thinks of his mother, instead of being comforted by the memory and thought of her, he is overwhelmed with grief. This child would be experiencing what is known as traumatic grief. Many of us have experienced an unfortunate event in our lives that leaves us wrought with grief. Even to this day, we may shiver at the thought. Children may also have these adverse experiences. It's very typical for children to experience normal bereavement when they lose a loved one. However, traumatic grief is different. The term traumatic grief refers to experiencing the sudden loss of a significant and close attachment figure. What makes traumatic grief different from normal bereavement is the overwhelming impact that it has on an individual, particularly a child. Children become consumed by the thought of their loved one's death. These consuming thoughts have an impact on children's lives. Due to the distress brought on by their thoughts, the child often will do their best to avoid thinking of their loved one altogether. Remember that it's not a comfort for children experiencing traumatic grief to reminisce about their loved one. It's actually quite the opposite. Children show signs of traumatic grief in numerous ways. Let's take a moment to consider some of these symptoms. Some may be more noticeable than others. Children may show signs of sleeplessness, school difficulties, irritability, ongoing anger and sadness. They may also avoid friends and family, and as we have already discussed, children may also avoid the memories of their loved one. Sometimes the only way to discover exactly what the child is going through is to simply talk to them, but most importantly, listen to them. Sometimes time can heal this pain, but other times traumatic grief can interfere with the daily lives of children and their family. It's especially important to try and uncover how the child is handling their grief, not only for the general well-being of the child, but also because the symptoms of traumatic grief may worsen and lead to post-traumatic stress disorder, otherwise known as PTSD. Although this is not always the case, it's good to be aware of this possibility. If you are at all concerned that a child may not be handling their grief in a healthy way, please seek outside consultation from appropriate healthcare professionals. As an adult, it's important to understand what steps or strategies to take in order to support the child. Let's take a moment to discuss some ideas and ways that may benefit children in the healing process. First, because the death of a loved one has such an impact on a child experiencing traumatic grief, reintroducing the location of the traumatic event becomes an essential factor in supporting the child. This exact place can take on a great importance, so it's essential that the reintroduction takes place slowly. Be sensitive to the child's needs and their reactions. Age may be a factor in the speed and manner of which this occurs, but it's always good to allow the child to have some sense of control in their own healing process. Secondly, allow and encourage the child to ask questions and talk about the event. This may be especially important to help the child avoid self-blame. It also allows for open and safe discussion of thoughts. Thirdly, not all children like to talk about their feelings and thoughts, nor do they all have the vocabulary to describe their emotions. Encouraging the grieving child to write or draw about what took place and how they are feeling is an excellent way to show support without being too direct. And finally, one last thing to note is that every child is unique, and therefore every child will react differently to the traumatic event. Knowing the child, or even just listening to him or her, is an excellent way to discover this uniqueness. You can show your support by doing very simple acts, such as leaving a light on, allowing the child to sleep with you if he or she is experiencing nightmares, which is a common reaction to grief. Remember that grief is a normal and typical part of life. We've all experienced it and know what it feels like. It's when this grief starts to hinder your life and your healing process that careful attention and action needs to occur. Children are vulnerable, and their capacity to handle stressful situations is simply not as good as adults. Being an active and sympathetic support system is a wonderful way to guide children through the healing process. Now that you are aware of what is considered normal bereavement and traumatic grief, know that your knowledge may be the key for a grieving child in the future. This podcast was written especially for you by Kristen Mahoney and Lori Moses, copyright 2009. For more about this and other behavioral, health, and safety issues for children, go to www.sbbh.pitt.edu.